All righty, sir. Chris. Let's start with this. Some of these questions, actually, Joe was kind of hinting around, so a little good synergy tonight between Joe and I and the things he was talking about and the questions I'm getting ready to ask. So,
it's all about the playlist.
All about the playlist, yes. Let's start with good old Rukororo. Joe mentioned that Rook was probably going to be the defensive lineman that saw the most time on the field this season. True or false? Rook finishes the 2025 season with 10 combined sacks and tackles for loss. True or false?
I think that's a good number. I'll say true. That's not crazy, right? For a second-round pick that you traded up to get, 5 sacks, 5 tackles for loss. I mean, he should get that, right?
Or any combination. It could be 3 sacks and 7 tackles for loss, but a combination that ends up equaling 10.
He better. I mean, come on now.
All right.
I'm going to say true on that one for sure, especially if he's getting starter minutes.
Yeah, a lot more than anybody else is going to get too, it looks like, yes. All righty, sir. Let's fast forward to July 28th, 2026. I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old child. We are 1 year in to Chris Thomas tonight. Let's look at the Falcons headlines for that day. Oh, here's one. Drake London is now the highest paid receiver in NFL history. True or false?
A lot of that is going to depend on what happens this year. Because he's been right around Pro Bowl, all pro, sniffing around it. He's getting better each year. Last year was his best year. You would think this year he'll be even more motivated to be better than that. If he goes, 1,250 yards and 13 touchdowns, do they have a choice? I think the choice is kind of taken out of their hands.
It's made for him,
at that point. So, and I do think he's going to have a really good year this year. He's obviously their primary receiver. You know what? I'm always totally honest.
You are, Chris.
He is not the best receiver in the league. But he will be paid like it.
Okay.
Because it's his time.
Fair enough.
Top 5, not number 1. He's not better than Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase.
Okay.
Or is he?
He could, going back
he
on
could
now?
Be better. No, not those two. He could be better than Amon-Ra St. Brown because he has the size advantage.
He does. It's just Amon-Ra St. Brown, though.
He's a gamer,
and I feel like, I don't know. You can line him up, I think, more spots than – it seems like more spots.
Oh, yeah, Drake can do one – Drake is like a – but that's not a knock that he does one
thing. He just does that one thing extremely well,
he's
though.
He's the best at it in the league outside of Mike Evans, who's the Hall of Fame blueprint guy for that – playing the position that way. Mike Evans is going to the Hall of Fame playing wide receiver like a basketball player.
Just jump balls, man. Contested catches.
And Drake is taking after his tutelage footsteps.
High point, if you will.
High
term
point.
They use.
High pointing the ball.
There we go. Much was made about James Pierce's performance this weekend. If it wasn't so much about the intensity he showed on the field, there was one play where he deflected a Kirk Cousins pass, and Kirk talked to him after practice was over with, and so it was like, hey, how'd you do that? What did you do on that play? So Kirk was very impressed with one of James Pierce's defensive plays against him from practices on Sunday. True or false, game one, play one, on the defense, James Pierce is on that defensive line as a starter. True or false?
False, but he's going to have a big impact. He's going to play in every game, and he's going to basically be like the closer. Like third down, go get him, go in there, pin your ears back. I think the more we hear and the more we see, the less that narrative about him not liking football is going away.
Absolutely.
Like, you hear from his teammate who was on the radio station. You hear from the coaching staff and the teammates. Seems like he's going to be just fine, Orin. But I think AK and Floyd are still going to be the starters outside. Unless, if Pierce blows them away, why not? But I see him more as, especially in year one, being used as like, this is our closer. He's coming to just rip your helmet off your head, and that's what he's going to do. We're going to kiss it. Keep it simple, stupid. See ball, get ball.
The more I hear about James Pierce from his teammates and the performance he has in camp, he's beginning to be more of this term for me. And people hear this sometimes and, you know, they go, oh, I don't like that. But in the same vein of maybe a T.J. Watt, you know, or an Aaron Donald, he's a football dude. He just genuinely, it seems like, going out there and just playing football. Whatever that encompasses, whether he has to go out there and mix it up a little bit with teammates, whether he has to go out there and do drill, whatever is asked of him, it seems like, he genuinely enjoys going out there and doing so. He's got that football dude attitude for me.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. We need more of that.
We need more
here.
Of that, absolutely. Question number four. We had the kicking battle, Mr. Krieg and Mr. Koo this weekend. Koo missed a kick. Krieg did not. He hit a 55-yarder that by estimates could have been good from 65 yards over the weekend. So question number four, this kicking battle won't be decided until we break camp. True or false?
False, because I think if they're going to cut Youngway, they're going to want to give him the respect to go find another team.
Okay.
Because I think he's meant a lot to the franchise over the last couple of years. Has been really stable and spectacular at the position. And if they feel they want to go the younger route and a new leg behind there, so to speak, I think they would do it with enough time for Youngway to try to catch on.
Okay. Final one here, sir. Speaking of roster spots, starting off on the PUP is never a good thing, especially for a guy who has spent the better part of the last two seasons hurt, very much hurt. And that's linebacker Troy Anderson. True or false, Troy Anderson gets cut this preseason?
No, false. I'm going to say they give him a chance to one last go here to try to make something of himself this season. Now, if he gets hurt again this year, Oren, see ya, unfortunately. But good job on the five Falcons. True, false. We'll check in with Big O again. I got to do a movie review coming up here a little later in the show.
I've heard some fairly optimistic things, sir, about what this movie review may be. So
we shall see. That's coming up later in the show. Coming up next, Greg Allman, Fox Sports National Insider, stops by. There's so much to talk about going on in the National Football League, including, is Cleveland shopping one of their quarterbacks? We'll get into all that next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey app.